Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Daily Twitter poll, check it out. Yesterday, straight up, who you got, Steelers or Chiefs? 63% of you said Chiefs, 37% of you said Steelers, and a lot of votes, and we thank you for all of those. Daily Twitter poll today. Do you like the 17-game regular season in the NFL? We'll talk about that a little bit later, but do you like the 17-game regular season? 62.3% of you say, yeah, 17 games. 37.7% say no. I voted no. I need symmetry. I need an even number.
Yeah,
it sounds simple, but I need it.
No, it's simple because it's true. You need to, I don't know. I don't like the number 17. It'll get expanded to 18 pretty soon. I'm fairly certain of that, but I don't like 17 either.
All right. Here we go. This was the beginning of Stark, the Cook and Joe show yesterday. When Ron is not double dosing Nugenics and he's just has a little downtime to do his radio show, man, is he jacked? Is he put together? And because of all of that, women are coming out now. They want a piece of Ron. They want to take Ron on dates. Now, there was a woman that was in contact with us that even before all of this had a bit of a thing for Ron, a crush on Ron.
Yes.
And then after all this, she put, the pedal to the floor. She wants to meet Ron. She'd like to go out. And she's well put together, has a good job. We even saw pictures of her. What was our reaction when we saw pictures of her?
I think if you're watching on the video stream, you just saw my eyes get real big.
Yeah, Matt, what was your reaction when you saw pictures of her?
Oh, wow.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, it is a well-to-do, regular.
She's a good-looking lady. Let's just say it.
She's a really good-looking lady. She's hot.
Yeah.
She's hot.
Let's just break it down to its simplest form. A hot lady wants a little Ron Cook action.
She does. She wants to see how that cookie crumbles. And
she wants to dip it in milk.
And so I told Joe about this and sent all the stuff. And here's how the show started yesterday.
Whoever set your dancing yesterday to the Bills' old theme song, that's gotten over 10,000 views.
Great. Great. Great.
And here's
the biggest. You know how much I love that Buffalo fight song, so.
I know. And wearing jerseys. But I'm telling you, you made an impression in Western Pennsylvania yesterday with your body.
Uh-huh.
People want you for your body.
Yeah, well, I'm waiting for the first one actually to say that.
Should say that. There was apparently a woman who contacted the Fan Morning Show or a friend of the Fan Morning Show. I was a little bit unclear. Who has expressed great interest in you?
Uh-huh.
Any desire to pursue that?
Well, I kind of
do. You want the info?
I kind of keep my personal life to myself.
I hear that.
You know, it's my personal life.
Right. Okay, let's stop right there for a minute.
He's tentative.
Except telling everyone you go to Domenico's, whatever the hell it's called, 13 days a week. He keeps his personal life to himself, but we continue.
I hear that.
You know, it's my personal life.
I know.
So,
Do you want me to make a connection or no? If not, I'll
take care of my
move
own.
Along.
Thank you, but I appreciate, I value.
Because he's doing great to this point. But anyhow, he actually has a captive audience.
He's tentative. He's worried.
No, he doesn't want to give us the satisfaction that we actually played matchmaker.
That's what I mean. We're involved in it.
Right.
So he wants not. I knew this was going to happen. As soon as he knew it had anything to do with us, he would back away and cool off to it.
We could come to him with Cindy Crawford or whoever.
Yes.
And he'd be like, nah, because they had something to do with it. Anyway, he continues.
Your volunteerism, so.
I think that, and I predicted this yesterday, that you're going to get a lot of feedback and perhaps some dates out of this.
All right.
Okay, so it goes to that point, and then it goes a little bit further, and I didn't pull this part of the audio. He goes, and Joe goes, I'd like an ultimate answer here. Like, what do you want us to do with this? And a willing and ready, wonderful-looking lady who wants to take Ron on a date. He goes, I'd like an answer. Let's figure this out. And Ron goes, I probably think I'll be on my own. And Ron goes, and Joe goes, I think maybe I'll show you privately this correspondence and this photo, and you're probably going to want to reconsider, Ron.
Yes.
You're probably going to want to reconsider. And Ron was like, eh, okay. He was like, had to have his arm twisted and even looking at the correspondence. And we've got to follow up with Joe today to see how the private correspondence went in the break.
Yes.
That's now the thing.
We are so close to thawing out curmudgeonly Ron Cook into some sort of lovebird.
I'm willing to kamikaze this. I'm willing for him to be happy even if he kills me.
What are you going to do?
Die.
Well, no. What are you going to do that puts you in a position to die? Like, what do you?
If the cost was Ron being happy but him killing me,
okay.
I'd do that today. Like, because we're so close to this unachievable goal. See, Ron, again, doesn't want to walk down this road because he doesn't want to give us the satisfaction that we had something to do with his happiness.
And he also doesn't totally trust it because we're involved.
He honestly thinks it could be a ruse, yes. And it's not.
And he thinks he's going to show up and Colony's going to be sitting there.
Right.
With a blonde wig on. Hi, Ron. Right. That's not it, Ron.
Right. Right. It is what it is. But I'm like, I don't want to be Ron's best friend.
No,
but
I just
looking out for the guy.
Hey, if you can help somebody find a little bit of happiness in this world, why the hell not?
I know. I feel like I need to have a heart-to-heart with him, but he'd kill me. I feel like I need to catch him in that room sometime when he's by himself and be like, hey, Ron, look, this is a lady of a guy I know, a lady's related to a guy I know.
Yeah.
And she just wants to go on a date. I mean, I'm just a good guy here. And Ron doesn't see it that way.
Ron is not of the same opinion.
No, not at all. Do you think that Ron thinks we're trying to set him up in terms of like a joke or something?
As soon as Joe said the fan morning show, it was over.
Right.
I mean, it was over.
See, that's the thing.
Damn.
I wish Starkey would have just presented it to him without mentioning us.
Correct.
And I think we might have something there then. But now it's gonna take all this extra legwork.
It is. Goodness, I'm glad. You know the thing about Joe. How about Joe? He doesn't even throw a brush back. He threw the first pitch right in the back of Ron's numbers. I mean, he came out of the gate.
That was like
10:01.
Yeah, it was 4 minutes into the show.
Not even 1 minute in.
Yeah,
right in the back of the numbers.
He did one better. He didn't want to send him down to first base on his own, so he buzzed it right behind his head.
No, he hit him with it. Like, he ain't just James McDonald. He's Charlie Morton. He got him.
You right after Ron said that he was scared about the snow in Kansas City.
Right. Oh, like, did you hear Ron about that?
Yeah.
He goes, this is why I hate traveling this time of year. You never know. And they say it's going to snow, and then I'm going to be home. And then Sunday into Monday. Sunday into Monday. That's how he always says his day. Tuesday. I might not make it home the Wednesday. Well, you might not, Ron. Considering the last time you went to Detroit or whatever it was, you flew through Orlando. You remember that? Do you remember
his
that?
His travels.
Oh, it's so wild.
His travel
to
travails.
Save 35 cents. He will fly to Philly through Phoenix to save 35 cents. Guy's wild.
Is that a generational thing, by the way? Tuesday?
Being cheap?
No. Tuesday, Wednesday,
I don't
Thursday.
Know. I think it's a Beaver County thing.
Yeah, I think so.
He does. He'll say, hey, welcome, Fan Morning Show. It's a Friday. He's not going to like us anymore.
No, we're jacking him off.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue.
And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.